Hello. I realize I haven't done one of these since June, since the first one I did. Mainly because one, I was a little busy, and two, I wasn't sure when these are supposed to be posted, and I also still feel like I'm doing them wrong. So sorry, voice crack. It is 4 in the morning right now. I'm really, really tired, but I was almost asleep like 3 hours ago, but I randomly got inspired to start script writing, and then I started script writing. And I don't script write too often, and typically if I'm like not in a filming mood, but I'm like thinking out, oh my gosh, my voice, thinking out videos, because a lot of the times I'm improvising videos. And like I never usually write full out scripts. A lot of it is like lines I really like, and I'm basing the storyline off of that I want to remember. And so I just have like these like quotes on like a Google Doc, and like I just improv, and then like I just see them and I like incorporate them in there somewhere. What was the point of the story? That's right. So I was script writing. Oh my goodness, my voice, guys. I just filmed 3 videos, so if my voice is a little, oh, that's why. And I was like writing, and then I was like, oh my gosh, I got the itch to record. Gosh, my voice, I'm so sorry. And so I just got up and I did it. And now it's really early in the morning, but it's fine. Anyway, oh my gosh, my voice. Okay, I'm so sorry. Happy August. August is, we're halfway through August. Like I said, I didn't know if I was supposed to post these at the end of the month, the beginning of the month, the middle of the month. Does it matter? Oh, guys, we're reaching that time of the night where it's like, I can't speak. I've also, like, I actually had, like, a pretty social day today. So I did a lot of talking. So, you know, my mouth is mouthed out. But August, not too much has happened in August. I was supposed to go on a road trip, but that got canceled because I was supposed to get my car, but that got delayed because there were some problems with my car, and they were like, yeah, this car's kind of a problem car, and so it made me rethink my car choice. So I ended up retracting my offer on that car and putting an offer on a different car. It's like the same make and model and year and everything. It like has fewer miles and it's white. I don't know. I'm not the biggest fan of white cars, but I really can't be picky right now. I really need a car because, like, college is starting up soon. And I need a car. So, all of my road trips got canceled. Which is kind of sad, but at the same time, I really wasn't looking forward to being away from home for 2 weeks. I also really didn't want to pre-record 2 weeks of content. And then, by the time like the road trip was starting to sneak up on us, because like the road trip got canceled like the day before, so we didn't like know it was going to be canceled. Like when we as we were getting closer to like the road trip, I was like, I really need to get recording, and I just didn't. I don't want to say contented out, because it's not, I'm not feeling dry on content. It's just like more like being upset with like the technical aspects, because like, you know, it's summer and I have younger siblings, and so it's just like they're home all the time, so you can sometimes hear them in the background and it's really annoying, and they don't know how to be quiet to save their lives, but they're also kids, so you know, it's not like they're gonna make a kid sounds, and so it's like ugh. And then like nighttime whirls around and I like really enjoy being alone in the middle of the night. So am I supposed to be talking about this stuff in this? Someone tell me if I'm doing this wrong. I'm just gonna put this out there. Someone tell me if I'm doing it absolutely wrong. Anyway, so, and sorry, I'm trying to articulate what I want to say. I kind of just hit record and started blabbering. I guess it is a ramble. I guess it is a ramble, okay. And so it's just like, I feel like I'm really self-conscious about the background sounds as I'm recording, and that's like very stressful. And then I've also just been, I don't know, like extra critical of myself, and I edit all my own audio, so it's like I filmed videos, I just don't get around to editing them because I don't want to hear myself. Like, I just don't. And so, like, realistically, like, I could have my best friend Varum edit them for me. Like, he's more than willing. Like, he's a bestie like that. But I'm also a perfectionist and a bit of a control freak. So I have to be the one to edit things. And so it's just, like, not, like, a win-win situation. It's more like a lose-lose situation. But I'm forcing myself out of that bubble. I've also been, I don't know if anyone else has been this way, but my mental health is, it's not been bad, but it definitely hasn't been good. Like, I'm not motivated to do much. And maybe that's just, like, my summer depression kicking in, but I've just been, like, it's hard to improv videos when you're, like, depressed. God. Like, it's hard to, like, pretend to be, like, someone's, like, to, like, put on this girlfriend facade, right? When I'm, like, I just want to sit in bed and pretend I don't exist all day. And, you know. You know. But we're doing. We're definitely doing. And we're pushing out that content. It's also been very, like, unmotivating that I got a community strike on YouTube. Which I guess it's definitely my fault because I kind of, like, knew I had to be careful of Reddit links, but I didn't realize that they were going to start, like, going after my videos from, like, November of last year. So it was really frustrating and it's very unmotivating because I love posting on Patreon. Like, I feel very connected to everyone on Patreon and I feel like, I don't know, it just feels more intimate and closer and more friendlier, but I also like seeing the feedback on YouTube. Most of the time, comments just make me absolutely smile. Because a lot of the times, they're so, so, so nice. And I love that. And I don't know. It's, I started on YouTube. I think I'll always have, like, that love for YouTube. And I miss YouTube. Even though it's a little bit of a, little bit of a bitch sometimes. I miss YouTube. Oh, no. No. Bella's forgetting stuff. Oh no. I had something I wanted to talk about. Oh no. Oh no. Oh, I remember. Speaking of YouTube, my 2-year anniversary is very soon. I think it's 2 years. Yeah, I started in 2020, so it's 2 years. My 2-year anniversary of the channel is September 19th. Right? No, it's September 19th. Sorry, there's a lot of nines in that month. So September 19th is my channelversary in almost exactly a month. Wait, what's the date? In exactly a month. It is August 19th, 2022 at 4:28 in the morning as I'm filming this. So, there's that information that none of you really asked for, but you're receiving anyway. Anyway, I'm going to fill you guys in on where I've been and why. I guess not why. I told you why I haven't been posting rambles. I'm scared I'm doing it wrong. And just, like, no one's telling me. And I'm just embarrassing myself. But that's also, like, anxiety and overthinking talking. And I've been meaning to film this. But, like, every time I film, I'll, like, film something and then I'm tired. And then, but this, right now, we're just, I'm a content farm right now. I'm just throwing videos out left and right now. I'm not editing them. I'm just recording them. So if this doesn't get out right away, just know that I was mass editing all, like, the 3 other videos I'd recorded. But August hasn't been too eventful. Kind of just been a lot of waiting, a lot of streaming, which has been going so great. I love streaming. It is definitely, like, kind of sad that I have some technical issues sometimes, but we're working on fixing them. I'm going, oh my gosh, my voice. I'm so sorry. this is what Bella sounds like after she talks too much. I'm going to buy a new video card when I get back from Disneyland. I'm going to Disneyland in the next couple weeks. It was it was so sweet. I've been telling my dad how I want to go to Disneyland for so long. And so he was like, happy graduation. Like, here's a trip to Disneyland. And then, oh, my dad also, like, pitched in some money for my car. And he was like, it was so nice of him. Because, like, he paid for a trip to Disneyland for me. Like, me and my best friend and my mom, and that was just so sweet of him, and I love my dad. And he was like, happy birthday, like, here's some money for a car. I'm just like, obviously, it wasn't, like, the whole car payment. Like, I still have a cute little auto loan, but, like, the fact that, like, he still, like, gave me money even though he paid for a trip to Disneyland, warms my heart. Sorry, we're not gonna get into that. I love my family. But I'm going to buy a new video card when I get back from Disneyland. I just want to have, like, some spending money for Disneyland. How long are they supposed to be? We're 10 minutes in. It's fine. I can talk a lot. It's fine. Speaking of talking, the Time Out podcast is coming back. Varum and I have not forgotten about it. We've just been so busy. We don't want to, like, rush them. And just, like, a cute little recap of how busy we've all been. I graduated high school in June. And I think last ramble I did, I was like, oh, I graduate soon. But no, I've graduated. I've been graduated. I've also questioned my existence because what do I do now that I'm not a student and my job is on the internet? It's like, I could technically never leave my house if I really wanted to. And that thought is kind of scary. I've been thinking about that a lot, and being an adult is scary. I turned 18. That was super fun. Super cute. I got COVID on my birthday. That was really, really shitty. And I felt miserable. And then I went to go visit Bestie Varum. Yeah, I flew down there and I spent like 3-4 days down there. It was so fun. It was so fun. Oh my gosh. I love Bestie Varum. He's a bestie. I spent time with him and his girlfriend. I love his girlfriend. I'm going to steal his girlfriend one day. Like, at this point, I don't think I'm joking anymore. No one tell Varum this. No one tell Varum. I'm in love with his girlfriend. So, that's my life update for my love life. I'm in love with Varum's girlfriend. No, but in all actuality, she's like one of my best friends. I love her to pieces. Oh my gosh, I love her. Honestly, and like, I don't know, I've had a lot of stuff going on in my personal life. Like, a lot of my friends are like moving far away for college, like super far away. And so I've just been like taking my time to spend time with them. Cause like my best friend is moving. Like my bestest, like my platonic soulmate is moving only an hour and a half away. And I'm transferring to the college next year, but it's a year without her. I'm not actually that upset about it because I will be driving down to visit her all the time. So I'm not really worried about that. But essentially that's where I've been. Graduating, birthdaying, COVIDing, and then not being homing, you know. But I'm back. I've genuinely thrown my upload schedule out the window. And I don't do all the change, so that's been definitely been a curve. But I also, like, I don't know how I was in school, like, keeping my grades up, filming 3 videos a week and a Patreon exclusive like every other week, and like now I have all the time in the world on my hands, and it's just like, how am I producing less content? Like, I'm really beating myself up over that. So like, no one beat me up over it, because believe me, I'm doing a better job at it than you could, and just know that I'm trying my best. I don't know what else to talk about. I think that's it for my ramble. I've actually ran out of things to talk about, and before 15 minutes. So, if you've actually made it this far, which I'm surprised if you did, this has genuinely been kind of a shit show. Thank you for listening. Oh my gosh, I love you so much. I can't get too sappy or I'll cry. It's almost five. It's 4:35. I will cry. We've come to the point where I'm really tired. So I love you guys so much. Again, I'm not going to get too sappy. We do not want to see Bella cry on a Patreon ramble exclusive audio. We don't need that. Just know that I am so eternally grateful for every single one of you. You genuinely have changed my life, and I could cry and I think about every single one of you all the time. And if I could, I'd hug every single one of you. But I can't. So just imagine I'm hugging you right now. Just a little cute little hug. And thank you for everything. I'm going to probably just stop recording and go to sleep, because I am really tired. I woke up early this morning. I went to bed at like 4 a.m. last night, and I woke up at 9. I guess, okay, 5 hours is a okay amount of sleep, but I can't function unless I have like a million. Because I had to run errands all day. I literally was gone from like 9 a.m. to like 9 p.m. And I'm still somehow alive and moving and breathing, but I'm about to not be conscious. I'm about to go be asleep. I don't know why I'm dragging this on so long. I'm so tired, if you can't tell. Anyway, I've said goodbye like 4 times now, so I'm going to say it one last time, and then I'm just going to actually go. I love you guys so much. Thank you guys for listening. Bye-bye.